It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome to B-movie breakdown, episode number 85. Jam or damn?
Damn, not
jam. I thought you were like, jam. Like, that's my jam, 85.
Like, that's a good year.
What's your favorite number?
I was 1 year old.
There you go.
1 year.
1 year. You were jamming when you were 1 year old.
Oh, God.
It was the first word you ever said, jam.
First word I ever said was cookie. But it was still about food.
Really? It's two syllables.
Yeah, well, right? You should've just advanced.
You should have just ran with it. Jam.
Jam, sure.
Instead, you were like, it was cookie.
I had to show off.
You had the opportunity. We could have had some form improv going.
Nope.
No.
I aim for the truth.
Aim for the truth. Well, I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
And this is the B-Movie Breakdown. It's a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget, lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed in the prior episode, so you too can join in on the madness. They're usually on Netflix or in full on YouTube or something like that. This week's was, in fact, on Netflix, so you can watch it before you listen or maybe after you listen. You can listen to the podcast if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, on Stitcher. You can also reach us on our site, our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com, or on Twitter at bnbpodcast, or on Facebook.
Yeah.
The Book of Faces.
Book Face.
Book Face. Well, tonight.
I forgot about that part.
On the podcast, we watched, I think this is the first time we've ever watched a Troma movie.
I've never even seen one.
It's just too easy.
It is. It is easy. It's an easy go-to because they're all just so absurd and ridiculous and, you know, bad on purpose and...
Some of them are bad to the point where I can't even watch them.
Oh, yeah. There was one that I bought from... I bought on VHS from a resale store around here called Disc Replay.
Oh, God.
And I bought it... That's where I usually bought a lot of my Troma movies was there. And I bought one called Combat Shock, and it was so awful that I took it back there and told them the tape didn't work.
Oh, my God.
So they gave me my money back, or I think I just ended up buying a new one or something, but...
Way to go.
It was that bad. It was awful. It was like 90% of the movie was a guy just walking around, and then the other parts were like Vietnam flashbacks as to where it was just clearly somebody's backyard. And then
Charlie's
he was like crazy and he had like a mutant baby from like maybe experiments from Vietnam or something. And then at the end, his wife was pregnant. And then at the end, he shoots his wife in like the stomach a bunch of times. And then he shoots the mutant baby. It's like, wah, wah. And then he puts the mutant baby in the oven. And then he shoots himself in the head. That's literally the last like 5 minutes. And I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't own this.
Sounds disturbing.
Yeah, it sounded hilarious on the box and stuff.
That's hilarious.
Oh, this will be like a ridiculous Troma one. I might have even when I traded it in, I might have got Kabuki Man on VHS, which is the movie we watched this week. Either that or there was one I had called Beware Children at Play. And it was very much a Children of the Corn. Type of remake, but all like the parents in the movie end up like shooting these kids in the head and arrows in their heads and stuff at the end. And
kill that kid.
It's pretty hilarious.
Sounds like how I feel on a daily basis about children.
Are you around kids a lot?
No.
Oh, well then why are they bothering you so much?
I don't know. It's just everybody at my work's having kids, and that's all I get shoved in my face 24 hours
a day. But then when she's off, she looks at pictures of babies all day.
Well, then, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I'm in a weird time in my life. I'm about to turn 30. Everyone's having kids. I used to hate kids. I don't know. I'm caught up in a lot of emotion right now. I thought this was about B-movies. I didn't know I was going to be interrogated about how I feel about kids. And having
you brought it up.
I didn't do that. Why are you talking about killing children?
I was just talking... Children are murdered in this movie. I don't know how they weren't murdered during the open fire at a birthday party scene, but two children were murdered in the very beginning of the movie. You didn't see their deaths on camera.
Right. That was the part.
I wonder if it was actually in the original movie and not on the original on Netflix. Because I remember watching Toxic Avenger on, like, I think it was on Comcast, like, on demand. Mm. And they cut out a bunch of, like, the over-the-top gory parts.
Well, if you... There's a thing about watching some movies on demand. If you go to, like, the free movies,
mm-hmm.
and it says, like, FearNet, or, like...
I don't remember what like
a lot of the if you just go to the free movies, mm-hmm. A lot of times they're edited movies because they'll be like the ones that were broadcasted on like maybe like a TBS or like an FX or something. I noticed that one time I was watching a horror movie and it was a FearNet one, and it was edited and I was just like, oh.
It was just like the excessive gore, but like the language and the sexuality and everything was still in there. It was just like
weird. That's
super gory
really
parts were cut.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, we tried to find that FearNet the other night on Comcast. That wasn't on there.
Does it exist anymore?
We tried. Have you been on that FearNet? Tried to find something on there lately? On there?
No.
Ours is like not existent anymore.
What do you mean?
On that Xfinity.
Maybe they don't have a deal with FearNet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really ever really a channel. It was always kind of weird. The only thing I ever watched on it was the show called Holliston,
mm-hmm.
which I really hope comes back for a third season. I really liked that. It was like a horror movie sitcom, and I liked that. It was funny, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that, and that's the only thing I ever really watched as far as FearNet goes. Because it's not like a channel. I always thought that was weird. It was like a channel, but it's not. It's like a website, but then they'd like, they treated it like I don't know.
I don't think I understood what it was either. Not clear branding.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the idea, trying to, you know, shove horror movies out there, but just
But not. If you're not a channel, but you want to be a channel.
But you're just on demand, but you
and,
could...
And a website.
But you are a channel online, you, like, there's a schedule. I don't know. It's fucking confusing and dumb and weird.
It hurts my head.
It hurts your head?
Yeah.
Don't hurt your head.
Anyway, let's move on.
this week we watched Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD from 1990.
Yeah.
Maybe this was, I was saying that maybe this felt like the answer to The Mask, but The Mask hadn't come out yet in 1990, so...
The Mask was an answer to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure the people are just wanting to just rip off Lloyd Kaufman left and right.
There were similarities, though.
The companies just fell in hard times. Everyone's stealing their ideas.
Yeah, that's why... No, they could never just succeed, not because their movies were just usually pieces of crap. And Lloyd Kaufman has a very interesting way of dealing with making movies. You should watch his How to Make a Movie DVD thing. He's kind of like a shitty guy. Seems like a fun kind of guy, but he seems kind of shitty at the same time. Yeah.
He's on the same level as, like... pornographic director, so
right.
Imagine he's kind of sleazy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right.
I didn't see him in this, though. He usually has a cameo in a lot of his movies, and I didn't really, he just was on the Wanted poster,
mm-hmm.
and that was about it. I didn't really see if he was in it. But for those who don't know, Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD is about Detective Harry Griswold, who becomes possessed with the spirit of a great Kabuki master. This has made him the chosen one to do battle with the evil one. He is out to do good deeds and fight crime in the name of the law. The only problem is that a number of corrupt people in the community and their henchmen want him dead so that he can gain power when the evil one comes to take over the world. Sergeant Kabuki Man must use his special powers to outsmart and outfight the bad guys.
I don't know about outsmart.
Bumbling. Sound effects
Everyone
taken straight from Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yeah, he was pretty bumbling.
He was, but the henchmen were pretty dumb.
Everyone was not very effective at being whatever side of the law they were on. Well, not even law, but, you know, good versus evil, that kind of thing. But...
What was that guy's end game?
What guy?
Like, the whole plot of the movie made no fucking sense whatsoever.
Well, I mean, yeah, duh.
Like the evil one?
Yeah. What was the fucking
evil.
Point?
Just to be evil.
It was like to take over the world.
And just to have like a giant larva penis.
But he was already like the richest man in the world. Isn't that enough?
I mean, he was pretty small though. He had small man syndrome. They always want to.
You know
like,
what's weird? You were mentioning that when we turned this movie on, how it said it was PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly not. There's boobs, blood, gore, swearing. So I'm reading here about the production of the movie, and it says while filming Toxic Avenger 2 in Japan, where the original Toxic was a major hit, Kaufman and his partner Michael Hertz, which I believe is that fat guy with eating the donuts the
whole
time.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
I'm pretty sure that's him. They were approached by two people from the like presidents of Namco to create a kabuki-themed superhero movie. Supposedly, the idea was based on an idea by Kaufman. Namco became a producer up front and giving Trauma $1.5 million, probably the biggest budget they've ever had for a movie, to begin production. It was at the time the most expensive film in Trauma history.
That's why they got the
ability
to blow up a car.
Yeah, unfortunately, creative differences troubled production from the start. Namco and the Trauma team wanted a mainstream accessible film geared towards kids. Well, actually, it says Namco and Hertz. So Kaufman wanted the usual Trauma sex violence absurd angle. So in the end, Kaufman had got it his way, and Kabuki Man was turned into a rated R comedy. A PG-13 cut was shown of the film to like investors, and it was like shown like in theaters. PG-13
in Japan?
No, I guess in the U.S.
Huh.
And yeah, I just can't even believe this movie was shown in theaters. But I don't know why on Netflix it says PG-13, because that's the same cut that I have on VHS, and it is not. There's boobs everywhere. And
maybe they just figured not that many people are going to fucking care.
Yeah, I don't know.
The film was actually reviewed by Siskel and Ebert.
Oh.
They gave it thumbs down, but Roger Ebert took a liking toward the film and compared it favorably to another independent film at the time, Switchblade Sisters.
Oh.
So he actually kind of liked it, even though he gave it a thumbs down.
That Ebert.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he was kind of a bastard, too. So I'm sure he liked it. I mean, not to speak ill at all, but he was. I think he was like a genius and cool and stuff, but he was also a little shit.
He was, kind of. He was kind of grumpy.
He was a little shit.
Yeah.
If you remember when they were younger, he super was.
Yeah. And like, easily like 10, 15 years ago, he wrote a whole thing about like how video games aren't like a thing. Like, the stories in them don't matter. Like, you can make like the best story in a video game and it's still shit compared to the worst movie. It was like, he's like, the worst movies ever made that I would never even watch. I'd rather watch than hear about the story of a video game or something.
Whoa.
And essentially saying that video games aren't art.
I don't know about that.
And it was like a whole thing about like the creation of them, the story writing of them is just like bullshit.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah, I've played a lot of games that I thought had better stories than
those. Yeah. It was like a whole thing that he...
It takes all kinds in either industry.
It was a pretty ridiculous... It was like a really lengthy thing. I'm sure you could still find it on his website or something. It was a really lengthy like write-up he did about it.
I want to watch that documentary about
him. Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it's pretty good.
He would have given it a thumbs down.
They do like a film festival down in Champaign over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's his like thing. I just learned there's a film festival they do in Traverse City, Michigan.
Hmm.
That's supposed to be pretty awesome. Doug Benson goes like every year, and they do like a Doug Loves Movies and stuff. And I didn't even know that it existed up there. And
let's go.
It's pretty
well.
It already happened.
Didn't you say it was in like February?
Oh no, we were talking about this. Yeah, I guess, but
yeah.
No, that one's not in February. Oh. The comedy festival they do up there is in February.
Yeah,
the film festival.
I remember talking about not wanting to go to Michigan in February.
Yeah.
I want to go to that comedy festival that's happening, or whatever. It's at the Tweeter Center, but that's a side story we can talk about later.
Yeah, we're going. We got tickets.
Did you?
We got seats. We got seats last year, so I got seats again this year.
I want to go.
I just don't feel like sitting in the lawn to watch stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
But they, yeah. Anyways, back to the Sergeant Kabuki Man. It's your typical trauma insanity. Yeah. It is. It's over the top. It's blood. It's boobs. It's.
Doesn't make any sense.
Though I find this one actually has some, like, kind of funny parts to it, as opposed to, like, sometimes unintentionally funny is a lot of their movies.
Well, like the guy snorting coke off of the car.
Yeah, like, it's, like, very... And, like, the Toxic Avenger movies eventually went that way. The first one's not so much of a... really trying to be comedic. There are some more, like... It's just, like, this crazy... It's just to be over the top.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of their movies where they're definitely just trying to be, like... crazy and stupid, but they're not trying to be as, like, comedic as, I feel like, Kabuki Man. Yeah. It's, like, a kind of on-purpose kind of not thing, but, yeah, this movie is just, it's just absolutely, and you've never seen a trauma movie before today's.
Well, what were we watching that one time, and you're like, it was Romeo and Juliet?
I don't think I watched that with you.
It was a really long time, but we didn't watch it the whole way through, but, I mean, I've never seen a trauma movie. Like, I don't know all of the, like, tropes or things like that that are in them. I don't...
The car exploded.
Yeah, no, yeah, the car. That is, like, just an infamous trauma thing.
Because when that guy stabbed the kids at the beginning, I was like, what is happening? Why is that man wearing a wig? What's going on?
Yeah, they ended up using that same car crash in Romeo and Juliet.
Uh-huh.
And then they used it again... And it says they used it again in Terra Firma, Toxic Avenger 4, Poltergeist, and then the current one that just came out, which is Return to Nukem High.
The car itself was used?
Or no, the just the scene. So they'll show, like, a kind of car that looks somewhat similar, but not really. And then they'll just cut to, like, that car flipping and then, like, explosion. But it's, like, the same exact...
That's awesome.
They don't have the money to refilm
that.
Right,
no. That's really funny, though.
Yeah. It's, apparently there was a plan for a Sergeant Kabuki Man animated series at one point.
Yeah, it says, Trome reuses the same props, actors, and scenes repeatedly, sometimes to save money. At a certain point, however, this became another hallmark of Trome. Examples include a severed leg, a penis monster, and the flipping and exploding car filmed for the movie Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD, which is used in place of any other car that needs to crash and explode.
Yeah. Yep. They just keep you... Yeah, and then there's, like, the penis monster that was in Romeo and Juliet, and I think they used that multiple times. There was a penis type of monster-y thing in this one.
It's like a larva penis.
But it wasn't as insane as the monster penis.
Just kind of, like, hanging there, Guar style.
So, what are your thoughts coming out of your first ever trauma experience?
I liked it, though. I thought it was funny. I don't know. We've watched way worse movies. I mean, obviously, it wasn't good, but it wasn't the worst movie. There was a part where they were, like, flying through, when she was flying on him, or grabbing him, and they were flying through the city or something, and I was like, apart from the part where they clearly had harnesses strapped to them, there was a part I was like, that's not that bad.
No, it's just like they're laying on something on a green screen, and it just looks like, you know, Superman flying in the original Superman movie.
No, there were just things that, like, originally being thrown into it, I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then you guys were just like, well, whatever. I'm like, why aren't you guys think that this is, like, hilarious? But I forgot you guys already saw it. But,
no. I haven't seen this movie, though, in a long time. It's easily been probably 10 years since I've watched this movie.
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't understand why.
Why was it like, ooh, like, oh.
Why would you want to revisit?
Or is it that, or is it like, ooh, why'd you wait so long?
No, it's like,
it every year on my birthday.
I think it's just being old thing. Last night, what song? There's some Kanye West song, and I asked him to look up when it came out, and it was like 7 years ago. It was ridiculous. Just being reminded of how long it's been since something has happened.
But, like, watching a movie doesn't make you feel really old. Like, I haven't watched that in 10 years. Oh, I feel old there. I watched that movie 10 years ago, but it came out, like 20 years before that. Like,
yeah, exactly. But we were alive when it came out 20 years ago.
It was, I actually had it in my search history. It was Gold Digger. Came out in 2005.
They played it at a wedding we went to last night.
Like, that song's almost 10 years
actually, old. This movie would be 24 years old.
Yeah, but I didn't see it when I was a kid.
What?
I said, but I didn't see it when I was a kid.
No, I never saw. The only trauma movies I saw as a child were the Toxic Avenger movies. They would play them on, like, USA Up All Night.
Oh, yeah. USA was always, like, the go-to for, like, anything borderline adult.
And wrestling.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I only ever knew of the Toxic Avenger. I never, I don't think it was until I was at least, like, in, like, maybe, like, 8th grade or something that I learned more about trauma. Like, them having, like, more movies. I think I ended up seeing, like, Surf Nazis Must Die at one point.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the only one I've ever heard of before, besides Romeo and Juliet.
Because, yeah, I remember seeing that and not realizing it was, like, the same company.
Yeah.
Because I'd only seen, I think, like, the first Toxic Avenger movie, and I didn't realize what they were. I just thought, wow, this movie's really fucked up.
Yeah, and I'd only ever seen, like, the however many Toxic Avenger movies. I'd seen those, and those are always pretty accessible at the video store. And I'm sure these other ones were too, but I never put two and two together that it was the same company. Mm-hmm. And then I remember the Toxic Crusaders cartoon show. I would watch that. I think that was on like USA or something.
I remember that.
And they actually had a video game that I had for Sega Genesis. It was Toxic Crusaders.
Yeah, they had fucking action figures and everything.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, like, they could have... I don't know what happened to all that money they made off that stuff, because it was, like, a somewhat popular cartoon, and then they had a video game, and then they had... Or they just spent all the money on all that shit, and it never went anywhere, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I know they did buy a lot of, like, rights to independent movies, and, distributed them.
Yeah, they...
Maybe they spent money.
A lot of their library is, like, you can tell, like, maybe they didn't make it, and it's like, just, like, some sort of distribution.
Like Cannibal, the musical, the Trey Parker, and Matt Stone.
Yeah.
I don't remember this Toxic Crusaders. Yeah,
It was, like, the early 90s.
It probably wasn't on long, but I remember watching it, because I remember... I rented the video game and was like, because I was at like the video store, and was like, oh, that's that movie I watched, but it's like a cartoon. And then I watched. I think I played the game before I even saw the show.
That is funny.
Yeah,
I don't remember that at all.
It's
I don't think it was very long lived.
Yeah, no one remembers.
No, the video game I remember it being fun though. I liked
what was it for?
I think just Sega Genesis. That's it. You probably have it on the emulator. You probably don't even realize you have it. But yeah, so, I mean, this movie, it just, it even starts off with this weird seance.
Yeah. And well, the grandpa, is it the grandpa?
Yeah, it's like the one chick, her grandpa.
I knew her name and then I forgot it.
Her, like, character's name?
Yeah.
I remember, Tammy, or whatever, La Rosa, what was it, Connie La Rosa, Lotus, that was her name,
that's what it
the
was.
Asian chick's name, her grandpa, is like, I don't know how he passed it on, I'm confused on that part, because...
Just, like, puts night crawlers in his mouth, and
yeah,
then
but how? But he didn't have the power, though, the other guy did, remember, he killed him, they killed him in bed.
Wait, who?
Because it shows that seance going on, and then it shows this, like, homeless guy who's like, I'm gonna kill them all.
Yeah.
And he's, like, freaking out, weird, random characters.
Right.
And then
that
it has, like,
guy.
The Wall Street guys doing coke off the car, and they're like, oh, we're gonna get all the babes, and blah, blah, blah. And then it goes to those two little girls playing, and then the guy with the wig on stabs them.
And I thought was under the impression that was, like, not, I mean, at first I didn't know what the wig, what that was all about, but I thought that
you
they
don't know
like,
what it's about. There's, it's
he's
never.
Just hiding his pigtails.
Well, I just thought that.
Well, he didn't have to have pigtails
his
though.
His name was Rembrandt.
Yeah, I don't know why he had to be in. At first, I just thought he was like their babysitter or something, and then I didn't understand why he was stabbing them. I was just caught up in the fact that I used to have those whatever pajamas.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, are you just caught up in the fact that you used to have a babysitter that would wear a blonde
just
wig?
Just would stab me. All the time.
Well, maybe not. I left the stabbing part out of there, but I was just going with the wig. Yeah, it's never really explained why that guy has a wig on. It's just a weird, like... What?
Breath or farts or something from the dog.
Oh.
That's all.
Yeah, I don't... It's just some sort of weird creative thing that they thought was funny or something. Like, what are this big
just
guy?
A
he's
a
kind of
him.
Like a bigger guy, and he's like the tough main, like, crony. Like, what if he just had a blonde wig? just looks stupid.
And then underneath,
like, I just don't understand, like Lloyd Kaufman's, like, thinking sometimes. Especially this movie having the amount of money it had to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was weird. I didn't quite understand when it said, it did say Namco in the opening credits, but you clarified that.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that, and I've never really noticed that in the opening credits, and it's crazy that they had $1 million to make this movie, and this is what they made.
They blew up a car.
That was probably the biggest thing, and then maybe some of the special effects at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably cost them a pretty penny to get that Jaguar and that Tiger.
All those exotic animals.
And all those cars. They probably only spent like half the money on the movie, and then they just kept the rest of the money.
Or bought drugs.
Well, I mean, that's what else would they do with keeping it?
Well, you can't have those guys smart fake cocaine off of the car. That's just not realistic.
Mm-hmm. No. And then when they kill that guy who's apparently Kabuki Man, he's apparently Kabuki Man.
Yeah.
And they kill his wife, too, and they throw her out the window.
Obviously, duh.
And she's naked, because they were in bed naked while the kids are playing in the living room. Because that's the thing. And they throw her out at the top of the building, and when she falls, she's clearly falling from above. And then when she hits the guy, she literally, like, as if somebody threw her from the side of the...
They just put her on a harness or hoisted her over.
No,
yeah.
Somebody just
shoved her into him.
Yeah, it was like she was on the ground, like, running at him,
I was
basically
waiting for her to fall on top of the car, but obviously
that wouldn't
be able to happen now that I
had to return the realistically rented thinking. Mercedes
I wonder what if they've, I doubt it because it's such a practical company. If they've adopted CGI in any sort of way in any of their movies. Because I know that in Poltergeist, there's no CGI.
Yeah.
But I wonder about the newest Nukem High. That was another one, too, that I used to see in USA. It was Class of Nukem High.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I've seen stuff about that one. I've just never
watched. That one's actually not that bad.
The first one's not bad. The second one is, like, it's pretty unbearable. I don't really recall the third one at all, but now there's a new one, Return to the Class of Nukem High, so...
When did that come out?
This year.
Oh, gosh.
It always takes them a long time to make their movies, funding and things like that. Like, Poltergeist, I think, was, like, a thing that was supposed to happen for, like, 5 years.
Maybe they're just purists, and that's why it takes so long, because you gotta do everything old school. No, okay.
Watch some of their stuff on YouTube with them, like, talking about things and stuff, and just Lloyd Kaufman talking. He's just, like, such a silly guy.
No.
He doesn't ever, like, he's never serious when he talks about anything. Even in his How to Make Your Own Movie DVD thing, he's not, like, being serious at all. He's, like, constantly just, like, being Lloyd Kaufman, the, like, character you know as Lloyd Kaufman. I don't even know if he, like, exists outside of that character anymore, even in his real life.
Well, he is like 70, so maybe he's just assumed that persona now.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even remember who he used to be.
Because he even does, like, the intros to every movie, like, on the VHS tapes and stuff. Even the DVDs.
Unless it's Lemmy.
There's, like, some sort of shit, like, thing. And, like, Kabuki Man, and even though they only made one, he ended up being, like, a thing. I think he's in Toxic Avenger 4.
Yeah.
It's not the same guy, but he's in it. The character's in it.
Yeah, it's not the same guy. He's wearing, like, a giant mask. It's, like, a huge head.
Yeah. But he's in that, and then in all the beginning promos, it's always Kabuki Man and Toxie. And I don't... Yeah. But, well, yeah, Lemmy narrates the entire Romeo and Juliet... Which, that one is, like, basically just, they're just trying to do, like, a serious, like, just adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, but the Troma way. So gross and disgusting and whatever. Right. But a lot of parts of it are just, like, straight from Romeo and Juliet.
Hmm.
But it's not good.
Well.
I think it's kind of boring, actually. I think a lot of people, like, really hyped it.
It's the Shakespeare adaptation.
Yeah, a lot of people always try to be like, oh, Romeo and Juliet's so fucking good, like, because there are some outrageous moments, but I think for the most part, it's a pretty boring movie. Even there are parts of this that were kind of fucking boring. It's just like, I mean, this one...
It was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be.
It's only like an hour, it was like an hour and 40 minutes.
That's longer than
it
was.
$1 million
based on the style of what was and things that were happening, I didn't think it was... And that was gonna have that much life in it.
In 45 yeah. Commercial breaks.
Like, I don't know when. There was definitely a part where I thought I was under the impression that it was over, and it was not over.
Oh,
don't ask
me
when.
When they arrested
was.
The guy.
Well, the movie, the movie probably could have been, like
a trilogy.
God damn it! It probably could have been like easily like 20 minutes shorter. There were probably some scenes that could have been taken out that we didn't need. Like a sex scene that was like 5 to 10 minutes long.
Covered in glitter.
Covered in glitter to...
We couldn't get real sweat with the budget.
We couldn't just have them just roll around for a while.
Or turn
They're
the
basically
off.
Just having sex. They could have just... I'm sure they just did.
Yeah.
It's trauma. They're not like... You know what I mean? What are the... I mean, if Bruce Willis banged that chick in Color of Night, what's to stop a trauma movie from... They're all basically almost softcore pornos... I mean, in the Toxic Avenger, like, the second one, his girlfriend's, like, a blind chick, and she teaches... I mean, I don't know if it's the second one, maybe the third one. She teaches at, like, a school, handicapped school, and the handicapped kids are, like, basically, like, banging each other in the classroom. It's fucking weird handicapped porn. They're not...
I think that's the fourth one.
Is it Citizen Toxie?
I think so.
I think the guy with the blonde wig is in one of those ones. I think he wears a blonde wig.
Maybe it's just an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Like it's a prop that they found and they just ran with it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty gorgeous wig. It's got flowing curls.
I'm sure it's pretty dirty.
Luscious.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then the main bad guy, Reginald Stewart, is the character's name. He, even the first time you see him, you're just like, nope, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know,
it makes weird. And the
he's
eyes.
Evil eyebrows.
Just the way he looked, he's like being interviewed and the way he talked and everything. There was nothing that made it seem like, oh, this guy is going to, like, there's no, like, shocking moment of, like, oh, he's in on it. Like,
right.
No, it's, like, quite fucking obvious that he is definitely, you know, part of it. This guy has been in a lot of fucking things. Like, I played Reginald Stewart.
He looks like the founder of the MPAA.
But the first movie he was ever in was Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD. And he's also in Citizen Toxie, which is Toxic Avenger 4. His, you want to know what his role is?
Hmm.
Or was? Abortion doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yep, abortion doctor.
Here. Jack Valenti is the guy's name, and that's who he reminds
Bill
me
Whedon.
Of.
He does kind of look like that guy. Yeah, I'll give you
that's
that.
That's how I picture that guy to actually
but
be
like,
real
look at,
life
But,
too
like, look at that. That doesn't look like that, though. Like, I think it was the hair in this movie.
He does. Well, not the face.
He reminds me of somebody. I cannot fucking think of what movie
All
it's
I see
in.
Is old guy, white hair. But they do
yeah,
look similar.
I guarantee you've seen none of the other movies this guy's ever been in. Actually, he's in Inside Llewyn Davis.
Oh, I never watched that one.
Uncredited.
It looked like taking a nap to me. And I like the Coen brothers, but I just can't.
Yeah, I never seen it. I kind of wanted to, but I never...
I did it first, and then it just waned and waned, and I never ever went and saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, the whole scene alone at the in the beginning at the Kabuki performance is absurd, like...
Well, it's, like, supposed to be super fancy and stuff, and then you get, when they're actually showing it, it's, like, fucking weird as fuck.
Well, it's like a New York version of a Kabuki play.
So they're all wearing Mets hats and stuff?
Yeah, there's, like, a New York cop, and they're just going,
Yeah, I don't know anything about Kabuki theater, but I know that... If it were that bad, I would be peacing out.
Yeah, definitely.
That was some Emperor's New Clothes shit.
And they just... The one guy stands up and he has a machine gun. It's so obvious.
Oh, to let those people out.
Yeah, he's just holding a machine gun in the middle of the theater. They open fire on the performers and the crowd is laughing.
Sorry, I remembered who he reminded me of. From Clockwork Orange, the writer.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen Clockwork Orange in forever. On purpose.
Yeah, kinda.
That's what he kept reminding me of.
Thanks, internet.
This guy looks a little bit more evil, though.
It's the eyebrows.
Then why was the grandpa... Was the grandpa, like, a Kabuki performer? That's why he was running around in there?
Like, yeah,
how,
he was part
how
of
the
play.
Why the fuck were the grandpa and then the bad guys all involved in the same thing? So, obviously, if you're going to
Well, the bad guys infiltrated the play. Like, they were undercover.
If you were doing a play
band.
With someone for that long, you would have rehearsed the play, and you would have known those people.
That's not true. Like, I could just walk up to, like, something in audition, and if I got the role, And I could be a bad guy. I would never mention it. Because why would you? You wouldn't be like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm gonna kill everybody.
I don't mean that.
Just letting you know, but we're gonna do this play.
I just mean, if they were doing a play, they wouldn't have been knowing each other for a while before that. You have to rehearse, and you have to go through stuff. But obviously not for that. Those are kabukis just sitting around making noises, wearing women's makeup.
That's apparently what a kabuki play is. I don't really know. I've never really seen one, so I'm
not
assuming that's
what they do. Not to disrespect anyone's heritage, but that's weird.
Would you know, you wouldn't sit through a kabuki play?
No.
Where there's...
No.
No?
I don't even think those are words. It was just said, when I looked it up, it said expressive noises. A drama that takes place with noises. And then they
that's
said
what
in
they
the
said,
movie.
That's how they explained
they
it in the
make
movie.
Noises at each other.
Yeah.
That's what they said when they were watching the play. So, But I didn't think it was very good. My review. Two thumbs down.
The movie or the kabuki?
The
I hated the...
You
hated
said,
the,
but 2 seconds ago, you just said you liked the movie.
No, I liked the movie. Oh.
Well, you just said he asked you.
No, that
said,
was a knee-jerk thing. I mean, there was just a little grain of truth. It was bad, but I liked it. I don't know.
Liked it so much,
you guys
slept.
Tricked me. I did not sleep. That's lies.
It was like a 5-minute segment of sleep.
Yeah. Was probably nothing happening during that part. I saw everything else.
Everything happened. We're not even going to talk about it because
no.
We don't
so
want you to
plot.
Know.
No, that's not true.
All that
part. I saw that other monkey and all those animals. I saw...
Oh, yeah, Shockma made his triumphant return.
Yeah. There was lots of exotic animals. I saw those.
With the top hat.
Yeah, Shockma. It might have been the same monkey used for Shockma.
Well, yeah. That was frightening. That's fucking monkeys are frightening.
Why is that so frightening?
That's scary. Because every time that anybody in that movie tried to touch him, he went nuts. And then...
He talked. He was like, give me.
Snacks. Jaguar.
Well, I don't know what. Like, that's what I mean sometimes with these trauma movies. Like, there's no need for some things to happen, and then they just do. Like, the movie would still be fine if that monkey didn't, like, they didn't do a voiceover and it didn't talk. The scene would have still been the same. It's still in the same absurd movie, but they just throw in these, like, little sound effects and these little, like, comedic things that are just, like, so. Like, you just want to wonder, like, what's going through their head when
like,
they decided
when
to do that?
When he first learned how to control his transformation, and that guy walks by, he's like, here's a bug, get yourself a cup of coffee.
It's just so
yeah,
bizarre.
Yeah, what was that? The first time he transformed, we had to get back then to the theater part.
I just want to talk about the theater part because they shoot up everybody and the audience is just laughing. And they are laughing up until one of the audience members gets shot.
Right. Well, then he's like, he outed himself because that lady was... had a hole in her head. And he's like, I'm a cop. And then they were like, well, fuck you. We're going to fucking shoot you. And then that's when I went all crazy. And that lifestyles of the rich and famous guy was just hanging out in there broadcasting.
The wealthy and well-known. Uh-huh.
The wealthy and well-known.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just...
Until he got shot with no bullet holes and just fell to the ground randomly.
Yeah. And then, well, you were talking about the first time he transforms. The first time he transforms, there is a rape scene going on.
Yeah.
Let alone there's a sex scene later on. There's a full-on rape scene that happens in this movie in the middle of the day.
In a park.
In Central Park.
She should have yelled fire.
No.
I don't know where they filmed that, but they clearly filmed it in a real park. And I'm sure they didn't close off anything.
No, they probably just ran through the
They
park
probably just, because they moved her to, like, to the side. Like, they moved her somewhere else when they were, like, raping her. They probably just hurry up and film that scene real quick. Like, is there anybody around? Okay,
rip her
let's
shirt
go.
Off.
Rip the shirt. Like, let's start raping.
Guerrilla filmmaking.
Yeah, because you
start
know they don't...
Raping.
The coast is clear.
You know they probably don't get permission to film half the shit they film.
No.
They don't have the time or money to do that.
Permits, yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
And then I'm saying...
That's
the
well, they film
of
most of shit
would.
In New Jersey, so...
Yeah, so that's
anything
like, whatever.
Goes.
So yeah. A bunch of guys grab a lady, take her behind the thing.
It's weird that this movie took place in New York because almost every other movie takes place in Tromaville. Which is essentially
they
it's
mentioned
in New Jersey.
It a couple times.
Tromaville?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in it's Tromaville is in New Jersey because they'll always reference like New York and they'll show like the Statue of Liberty like across the way, but like they it's never like where they're actually at is New York. It's always Tromaville, so it's a weird.
Well, it just doesn't have the same ring to it. NJPD.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. Well, it'd be Tromaville, PD.
TVPD.
Yeah, no. TV is, like, a totally different... There was a TV in this, though.
Oh. There was a...
Well, there was a drag queen.
Which she had boobs.
Well, yeah. Some drag queens have boobs. Do they? You would be surprised. You'd be amazed. Some drag queens, remember the fake boobs? Remember the boobs? We used to live with, sorry, that was weird, kind of. But we used to live with a kid whose boyfriend did drag, or I don't remember whose boobs they were. But they have, like, breastplates where you can tie boobs, and they're, like, very real.
But this person's was clearly the same as the, it wasn't, like, you know.
Like, real boobs?
No, like, it was a larger person, so it's probably just fat, like, pressed into boobs. That's possible. Or they got implants, but it was clearly didn't look like something fake. It looked like...
You'd be surprised.
Legit boobs.
Because it was like, you could see, like, the skin go to the thing. I'm just saying.
I watched RuPaul's Drag Race. You'd be surprised.
I'm just saying.
She's a professional.
Yeah.
But it's a trauma movie. They don't have these prosthetics to make these things.
I'm sure that person just had old school 80s style injected with silicone.
Yes, that's what I was going for.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah,
what,
you need to iron that shit out, though. It's lumpy.
You paid that much attention?
Huh?
You paid that much attention to
not to the it wasn't her boob wasn't lumpy. But I have seen a drag queen that used silicone injections. It was pretty horrifying. We talked with her after the show. Not us, but with my other friends.
Ryan was so concerned.
My other friends
Ryan
a long
was like,
time
you
ago.
You gotta iron those boobs.
No, it was gross. It was a little, don't ever inject yourself with silicone. That's not the way to do it.
Oh, I try to do that all the time. Once a day.
I don't know why anyone would do that.
Once a day.
Right in the scrot.
Yep. Yikes.
Once a day, if not twice.
That's how you get a larva penis. That's what happens. It turns green.
No.
Falls off.
The moon has to align with the Jupiter ring, and the dragon
has
to jump through the hoop, and the tiger...
The monkey rides the jaguar.
The monkey rides the jaguar, and the tiger eats a woman.
And it feasts on the nubile.
Does that mean she was a virgin?
Nubile, I think, is like, yeah, either a virgin or
that
like
woman
young.
Is not a virgin. Well, nobody in that crew was a virgin.
Young also works, I think. Nubile is mostly young.
She got banged by Kabuki Man shortly before that, so...
No.
No, well, we're talking about the woman that got eaten.
Oh.
But they were going to sacrifice her, and she got banged by Kabuki Man, so she wasn't a virgin either. And she wasn't that young. She was, like, maybe, like, in her 30s.
Oh. That's all.
You know, spring chicken.
Well, like, nubile sounds like a fucking 14-year-old girl. I wouldn't describe somebody over the age of, like, 24 as nubile.
They had to work with what they got. They had to work with what they had. The only people around are
they couldn't
this
get
weird...
children. They couldn't get children to take off their clothes.
Oh my god. What was it? From Sleepaway Camp? What did he call him?
Baldies.
Baldies. There were no baldies. There weren't any baldies around.
No, there weren't any baldies around, but there were plenty of boobs.
Yeah, there were six boobs or something.
Six boobs?
I counted seven.
There was just that one. Popped out the side.
Oh, no, wait, yeah. There was rape boobs. There was Asian boobs. There was...
I think boobs in the background of the police station at one point.
Probably.
The police station was, like, insane. Like, the things that were happening. It was constantly people just being shoved back and forth.
It was just weird.
Nobody was ever, like, moving from their spot. They were like, okay, you stand here, you stand here, you stand here. And just move back and forth.
Well, there was, like, no
and that's, like, everybody
track.
Was doing...
Looks like a commotion.
There was no background track of people, like, talking, like, loud talking or discussions like there would be in a police, like... station, but turned down, so it was just
weird.
They only
had one fucking microphone.
I know, I understand.
Well, they could have just had everybody go like...
Hey, there's just weird, quiet shuffling.
The one lady was even moving her mouth. She was going... Like, just mouthing things and pointing her finger and not saying anything.
Right, so there's this weird, silent shuffling noise in the background.
And anytime that he went into the captain's office... There were constantly people, like, being pressed up against the window, like, doing weird things, like, waving their arms. And that one lady was upside down.
Yeah,
like being dropped on her head.
80s leggings at one point.
Yeah, just so unbelievably bizarre.
What was the one thing they were trying to poke some guy's eye out at the one
point? Yeah, but they were trying to shove his own hand into his eye socket. Like, it was hard to even concentrate on the scene or what was going on.
Right, you're hitting yourself.
Yeah, you're just too distracted by everything else going on in the scene that you could give two fucks about the story, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I mean, there is kind of a story, but it's pretty basic.
And then the
they didn't even decide to call the bad guy anything except for the evil one.
I mean, that's pretty spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. I mean, why would you give him a different name?
I mean, it was pretty spooky.
Like, oh, like, Ragnar's coming or something. I don't know.
Like,
some
in Harry Potter,
name.
They don't even say the guy's name.
They do say his name, though, because that's how
well,
you know what his
say
name
he
is.
Who, but I know.
But they also
he
say
has
his
a name,
too.
I understand.
Gary
but
Oldman.
He doesn't need it.
Gary
so
Oldman.
Only seen one.
No.
Ralph Fiennes.
No, Gary Oldman was Harry Potter's uncle.
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever, how the fuck you say his name.
English patient. Respect. I don't know, I never saw that movie.
Then why'd you say that?
I don't know, because that's when he got all that fame and hit it big, was with the English patient.
This is true.
So, that's all I said. That's what I said.
I've never seen it either.
Don't. That's probably depressing as fuck and boring.
It looked boring. I wouldn't say depressing, it just looked boring.
I always forgot that it was him and thought Willem Dafoe was in there.
No, Willem Dafoe just is running around showing his penis.
Yeah, he was just making dirty movies with Madonna.
No, in that one weird movie.
When did he
where
show?
You see his, like, full-on penis and go into, like, full fucking penetration.
I thought that was that Madonna
Antichrist.
Movie.
The weird, like, Lars von Trier movie.
Yeah. Well,
like, yeah. That I watched, like, 10 minutes of, and I was like, yeah, no.
We watched the whole thing.
Oh, we watched
the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
It was weird.
What's-her-face is really bizarre. Charlotte
was that Lars von Trier, or was that, like, somebody else being
that? It was Lars von Trier. That was LBT.
Oh, sorry, I'm not on the initial name basis with him.
No, he's super fucking weird. I like his movies, he's weird, but he also said something really off-color about being a Nazi or something during the press release at Melancholia. But anyway.
I never saw that either.
That one's really good!
I don't like it. I don't like movies like that.
They're too many feels.
Too artsy, yeah. I just don't... Not feels, I don't feel nothing while watching it.
Whatever.
It's just too, like...
I feel like I have to take a
It just feels like they're trying too hard to be weird.
Yeah, they're
It's like Tim Burton to, like, the max. Like, they're really, like... Like, he's, like, on the bottom of their totem pole. He's, like, the weird, like, staple, and then they all just, like, have to, like, be,
but
like, even weirder.
He's mainstream weird.
Yeah.
Who?
Tim Burton.
That's why he's at the bottom. They don't want to be that.
He's the crossover.
So he's like, that's where they all started was
all
that.
They all started with
like Tim Burton weird, and then they're like,
Now we gotta
be like David Lynch weird. Okay, well the people too many people like him now, so now we gotta be like, you know, we gotta be our own thing.
So it's just show a time lapse photographic image of a fox's head being decomposed, and then also nail a ball sack to a piece of wood
and show Willem Dafoe's penis.
And there's like that, yeah.
Throw a baby out a window.
Fucking movie, man.
It's okay.
I literally made it through maybe like 15, 20 minutes, and I was like, the
slow motion like intro for a half hour, the baby falling out the window.
Oh yeah, that took a long time.
Willem Dafoe getting his bang on
in the shower.
Yeah, I don't know, but then there is weird. I don't know. There's weird.
And then he
scary
made those
parts.
Like nymphomaniac movies.
I wouldn't. Yeah, that's when I stopped.
Isn't like Shia LaBeouf's penis in that one? I don't.
I have any urge to watch. Charlotte Gainsborough, I'm over it. It's like, with Lars von Trier, it's her, and with Burton, it's, Helena Bonham Carter.
His wife.
Yeah, which I understand, but no. Rob Zombie, no. Get Sherry Moon, whatever, fuck her fucking faces out of there. She's like, I can't watch her do anything.
She can't fucking act.
But
get the wives and the girlfriends, I don't know what Lars von Trier's doing with Charlotte Gainsborough, but that needs, no more. Yeah, no more. But anyway.
Lloyd Kaufman, he puts his...
And Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah, Megan Fox.
I thought they, like, hate each other.
They do, but she's still in all his movies.
She's been in two?
I know, not all, but she's still in the movies.
Well, she's only been in two. Transformers 1 and 2. He didn't direct that movie.
Who did?
Something Liebsman.
It's the same person.
Everybody keeps saying... That Michael Bay directed the Teenage Mutant Turtles.
That's why.
He's like one of like six producers. I think they just slapped his name on the trailers because it makes money.
Then I feel deceived.
Like people will see it like, oh, that's the Transformers guy. He made this movie, right? Oh, no, it's just when the credits roll, it's like Michael Bay, but like six other people's fucking names as producers, but they decided to just throw his name because...
Well, then it had the reverse effect on me. Yeah, it had the reverse effect.
But what about... Bad Boys.
I do like Bad Boys.
Yeah, Bad Boys 1 and 2 are fucking awesome. And then they just said they're gonna make a third one.
Oh my god.
I'd see it, because Will Smith needs to, like, redeem himself after, like, the slew of crap he's put out in the past, like, however many years.
For a lot of things.
I feel like that's every time
he's come out with new albums.
I feel like every time he makes, like, a slew of crap, he makes, like, another Bad Boys movie, and then it's like, oh yeah, this is why we liked him.
I didn't mind I Am Legend.
No, terrible.
I know, it's terrible. I just...
Terrible.
I mean, for a Will Smith movie... Then it was After Earth.
I did really enjoy After Earth.
No, he didn't.
But I Am Legend is like, it's poop. It's poop. The whole movie is just a bunch
him
of garbage.
Walking around. It's like him walking around.
Just no, that's not even the point. The book is like, they literally took it and they called it I Am Legend, which is named after the book. And it's about him all by himself.
Right.
That's why he is Legend. Because he's the only one left. And then there's not zombies. They're like vampires. And they like talk to him and they like taunt him.
Yeah.
And in that, they were like the worst looking CGI zombie people.
Yeah, they
people.
Were terrible. They
and
were
then
terrible.
At the end, there were people still.
Yeah.
Like, that's
spoiler.
The... Yeah, spoiler. But the whole concept of the title of the movie
there was
is
one...
this. And then at the end, it's like, oh, wait, it's called this, but never mind, because there's still other people that are also, I guess, legends.
That movie did creep. There was a part that creeped me out, though. There was something with, like, a mannequin.
I don't know.
You couldn't tell if it was a mannequin or a vampire.
I don't know.
Me out.
Can't think of the last Will Smith movie I liked.
Well, Dude Willie style.
It's been a while. iRobot?
iRobot?
iFrankenstein.
Oh, God, I forgot about iRobot.
I liked iRobot. It's creepy. Robots, like, sentient, acting
right.
like people and killing.
Terminator.
Probably better
yeah.
than AI.
I liked AI.
Nope.
I liked E.T.
I liked E.T. too. Both made by Steven Spielberg.
Nope.
What's wrong with AI? You don't
nope,
like it?
Nope,
too
nope.
weird? Just not good.
I
don't know where we're going with this.
I don't know where we're going either. How do we even get to talk about this? Once again, it's the trope of we enjoyed the movie, kind of, and we end up always going on tangents.
Well, let's... Okay, so we'll go back.
Go back to what? We're not talking about movie. We were never talking about it in order. We're just kind of just going
I
into
know,
points.
But, okay, so, I mean, segue... There's no segue, but segue is a segue, so we're segueing back to talking about Sergeant Kabuki Man. That was a good segue.
Except for you explained it. So
good
that
job.
Makes it not a good segue. Remember the one time when I was like...
It was more like a forced
like
transition.
A couple weeks ago when I had like an awesome transition, and then you're like, well, way to be transitioning, like pointing it out, like...
Uh-oh.
You shouldn't explain it.
Well, I can't think of anything that has to do with Kabuki.
Joke, Gina.
Can't think of anything related to Steven Spielberg or AI that has to do with Kabuki and getting back on track with that whole situation.
You don't need to, it's okay.
Well, I want to know when he was transitioning, why he was covered in, like, afterbirth and it was running down his face.
It wasn't, it was the white paint.
Afterbirth.
It was really gross.
The paint was, like, covering his face and then the black parts of the other part of the paint.
For a while, it took me a little bit to realize that he had, like, a mask on the first half of his face, and then his mouth was, like, out.
Are you fucking kidding?
No!
It's so obvious! Like, how his face just decided to protrude a little bit over his upper lip.
I don't know what happened. He just, I was like, he looks way different.
Yeah,
I don't know.
One thing
Sorry,
that
guys.
I, my one issue with this movie is when he turns into a clown.
Yeah, why did that
why?
Happen?
Why a clown? Like, I understand he couldn't figure out how to, like, turn into Kabuki Man, but why wasn't it just like, I can't turn into him, or I'm, like, half him, or something? Why a clown?
There's a joke on
so
him.
So he can just turn into anything? Why is he Kabuki Man, then? Why doesn't he be, like, somebody else?
I think the clown was accidental.
Yeah.
It was, but how did he turn into a clown?
Exactly. If
he's
he
can turn into Kabuki Man. That's the whole thing. He has the Kabuki curse power, so he can turn into Kabuki Man and Kabuki
that.
Things. When he tries to and he can't do it, he turns into a clown? Like, it's just the weirdest... I understand this movie is not the greatest and it's a trauma movie. And it's a trauma movie, but I feel like it can be questioned.
I mean, if I could change into anything, I'd do something better than fucking Kabuki Man. This striped bathrobe.
What if he had sweet fucking shoes that came and flew at people's faces
when
they were bothering
him? Heat-seeking chopsticks that impaled people.
I liked when he made people into giant sushi rolls.
Yes, he murdered. Like, he's a police officer. When he's Kabuki Man, he's still a police officer. He's going around saying, I work for the NYPD. The NYPD is embracing him as, like, you know, their hero. He, instead of arresting the hooker and pimp...
Yeah, why did he kill the hooker? I mean, she was more of a victim than anything.
In the situation, she totally was the victim. He was, like, beating her.
Whatever, man.
And he was like, give me my money, blah, blah. He ran up and cut and put them in a sushi roll and sliced them into pieces.
Hoes gotta go.
He didn't feel the need to murder all the other criminals by doing way worse things.
The guy that was stealing all the car stereos and shit, he just wrapped them up in noodles.
That'll teach him.
And left a note on the car.
Thief on
board. No one ever said vigilante justice wasn't indiscriminate. You only do what you have time for.
Yeah, but he's not a vigilante. He's a police officer.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I don't know. He's conflicted.
He's like half vigilante, but even vigilantes don't always kill people. Look at Batman.
I mean, it'd be different if he was like more of a punisher figure, but he was still employed by the police department.
Yeah, if he was like an ex police officer now going out and doing this, and then he killed people, understandable.
It didn't really matter much because that one guy was in on it with the bad guy. His boss. So.
His boss was at the end of the movie, and he was just fine.
You're confusing the boss and the reverend.
Oh, I...
Just because they're black.
They didn't look the same at all. Reverend had that huge gap tooth.
Yeah, and then his boss had like the gray hair and gray beard.
I fell asleep at some point.
We know.
But you didn't fall asleep that long to not notice there were two different people.
I didn't do that on purpose. I just remember one of them reminded me of Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, the reverend didn't. He really didn't remember. I don't know where you got that from. I guess just because he's black, he thought he was Tracy Morgan.
That's not what I said.
I think that's what you're saying.
That's not what's happening here.
All black people are Tracy Morgan.
No. Not what I said. Not what's happening. Nope. What happened? Why was there that church part, though? What did that have to do with anything?
Because he was the Reverend Snipes.
The reverend was a shareholder in that old guy's corporation.
And what did they do? What did they do?
Made money. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't really know what the corporation did and why he was
enough
a part of it.
Enough to pay a hot girl to come shine his shoes blowy style.
Oh yeah, she was just shining his shoes when you thought she was getting. He was.
That was clever.
That was a joke.
That was funny, actually. That was clever.
He was probably really getting a blowjob during that scene.
Probably.
I'm gonna say that right now. He was definitely really getting a blowjob during that scene.
Get your fucking shine box.
Yeah, he was getting some kind of shine.
But speaking of, like, terms you probably shouldn't use and being some sort of not politically correct, like Gina here, they used the term faggot.
Yeah,
like
they said faggot
two or three times in this movie.
Yeah.
You're gonna die, faggot.
Yeah. Well, what was it we watched the other time?
Sleepaway Camp.
Faggot.
Yeah.
That was, like, a big, like, late 80s,
early
90s
Sleepaway Camp and Monster Squad.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning of Monster Squad, they're fighting in the schoolyard.
Isn't that weird to think? Because I don't remember there being, like, a problem or something, or that being, there being a faggot epidemic in, like, movies when I was a kid.
Well, they...
in the 80s, gays weren't people.
Right.
Well, that's true. But in the sense of this movie, they weren't using it in the terms of that they were gay.
Right.
In, like, this, and even
they
in...
They were using it the Louis C.K. way.
Yeah, they were just kind of using it as just, like, this is a term for you're, like, you suck, or, like, you're stupid, or, like, you're dumb.
You're a bundle of sticks.
Yeah.
Right.
That's, you're a cigarette.
That's bizarre, though.
That's what they were saying. You're a cigarette.
I never said fag.
They did.
Which is way worse. More letters worse.
Fag is worse than faggot.
No, faggot is worse than fag.
I think they're both equal.
They are equally bad.
You know what? You know what? They just want to be treated equal, okay?
Oh my God.
They just want equality with their words.
Yeah, Gina, stop generalizing.
I'm uncomfortable.
First the black people, now
no,
words.
No, that's
now,
not
now
it.
You're a wordist.
That's not happening.
You're a wordist.
You and your fucking semantics.
Mm-mm. No. No. I love everybody.
But not words.
No, I love all people except children and old people.
Then you don't love everybody. But we're not talking about people. We're talking about words. You said one word is worse than the other. And we
it's
said they're
more
equal.
Offensive.
We said they're equal. I feel like if you said one to somebody and then said the other word, they'd be equally offended.
I'm going to take a survey from my gay friends and ask them.
And then you won't have any gay friends.
Whatever.
Just walk up to them and say both words.
No! Not like that.
Did you say both of them and then go, which one?
Choose now!
Which one? That's all you have to say. Did you say both words and then the phrase, which one?
No.
And then that's it.
I'm uncomfortable. No.
Yeah, I think we've run our course here.
No. Anyway, regardless.
Well, speaking of things that made Gina uncomfortable, one more thing we'll talk about is the vomit scene.
That was
where
sick.
He was puking
was
all over two businessmen flying through the air.
No. There was lots of puking things up. Everyone
yeah, when at the end, Reginald Stewart turns in, he ends up being the evil one. The tiger eats that woman.
Yeah.
Rips her apart. And he starts turning green, and the effects there weren't bad. There were some pretty decent practical effects. They usually do a pretty good job with that. I think they always try to do some big practical ones, so that looked good. He turned into like a green, like worm-like thing, a larva, then like a cocoon, and then from that he turned into like this blue monster thing holding zombie heads, making them like
Hitler
kiss.
Heads.
They were Hitler heads.
Is that what they were?
They
had the little mustache.
Where else did he get those heads from? I don't know.
I mean, he was the evil one.
Those were like his hands? Were they part of his hands?
Yeah, he had, I don't know, like,
it looked
he had fingers coming out of the heads.
It looked like the heads were like attached to the hands, though.
Yeah.
And then he was like making them kiss.
Yeah, they were transferring power between the two. I don't know.
No,
they really didn't delve too deep into
But like, they went in, they decided to take the time to have somebody make two Hitler heads.
Yeah. I don't know.
Zombie That's Hitler heads and the blue giant beast monster. And he was defeated
was
so
Mussolini.
Easily.
All he did was hug him really tight.
I don't even remember what happened.
That was worse than the end of Superman.
Yeah, that was terrible.
He just breaks his fucking neck.
All he had to do
How
was
anticlimactic.
Stupid.
He just gave him a hug and he blew up and then... Well, it was even worse because they didn't even fight. There's no fight scene.
Fight.
At least in Superman, you got a fight scene.
I don't know. I think it would have been better without it.
Side note. No, never mind.
Anyways.
Segue.
But yeah, I mean, Kabuki Man is just absurd. We keep getting off topic, but it's because we kind of enjoyed the movie and it's just a trauma movie that's just absurd and silly and way over the top. It's just... It's your typical trauma fare.
Yeah.
So next week on the podcast, which one of these would you like to watch? Just the first one?
Yeah, I don't remember the first one. I would like to see Leonardo DiCaprio in his film debut, apparently. But I will watch the first one.
That's fine. So next week, if you don't already know, because she mentioned Leonardo DiCaprio being in his film debut, we're going to watch Critters. I remember when I was younger... The little critter books for children?
Yeah.
I think everybody probably read those books when they were little kids. It was like a little, like, critter guy. He almost looked like a little, like, I don't know, some sort of animal. And he was like, little critter goes to grandma's, little critter, I don't know.
Yeah,
he was children's books.
I thought he was like a little porcupine or something.
Yeah, he kind of looked like that.
You had a very different childhood than I had.
I just remember reading them in school. Anyways, I remember they made like a cartoon of it at one point or something, and they were released on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted my dad to like rent those. And instead of him going to rent that, he rented this. I was probably in like kindergarten, like first grade. And he went and rented Critters.
Oh my god.
And remember we put it in and we watched it and I was like, what is this? This isn't what I would want. He's like, this is Critters. Like I went and got to the video store and rented Critters. I asked the guy for where Critters was.
Oh my god.
The little Critters movie. But yeah, Critters it's ridiculous. It's a more like horror movie ish version. Yeah, that's the guy, that's the character. The Critters is like a more like horror movie version of like a
children's book
of Gremlins. It's very much in the same vein as Gremlins. So next week we will do Critters. I think you probably find it on YouTube or Amazon Instant or something. I have or you can go buy the 4-pack of movies for like $5 at Walmart, and then you can have all 4 Critters movies. So, 4B movie breakdown. I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
What are we gonna say? I don't know what to say.
And touch boobs.
Yeah.
It's the best of the worst. B movie breakdown. It's the best.